Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed, and came home seeing. My wife will tell you, I'm not handy. Putting a tool in my hands can be a dangerous prospect because I'm more likely to make the problem worse, not better. Tools are just not my thing. With some household projects, it might be wiser to give me a magic wand to wave than a hammer to swing, since the best chance for success would have to involve some miracle. Jesus doesn't need tools to fix things. The Bible makes that abundantly clear. He's God, so he can do what he wants and can fix every problem without lifting a finger or batting an eye. But here's the thing. Often, Jesus uses tools to accomplish his saving will. We see that truth plainly illustrated in John chapter 9. When Jesus encountered a man born blind, he could have given him sight without saying a word or moving a muscle. But he didn't. Instead, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Then he said, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." What happened? John tells us that the man went and washed and came home seeing. In other words, Jesus used tools, spit, mud, words, and washing to accomplish the glorious task of giving sight to the blind. And he does the same for us. No, Jesus may never need to give or restore our physical sight to us, but he longs to bless us with the spiritual sight of saving faith and to sharpen it daily. But he doesn't do either of those things without using tools. Instead, he uses the water of holy baptism and the wheat and wine of holy communion, combined with this powerful word, to create and sustain faith in his people. He could have decided to do it differently, but he doesn't. He uses tools. Which means what? That he would have us use those same tools. Through them alone, Jesus gives saving sight to the blind. Jesus, inspire me to use your word and sacraments faithfully and to share your saving word with others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on worship, then daily devotions. God bless your day.